You are listening to the Live Free Experience. I'm your host, Brianna Bowley, trauma coach for high performers. I believe that understanding the nervous system and all its wisdom is the key to creating and experiencing all that we desire. And I believe that honest, anything goes conversation paves the way for us to begin a healing journey that has us continuously stepping into more of who we are. I've been blessed to work with, for, and alongside some of the best of the best in their chosen fields. And it's my pleasure to be the platform to share the wisdom and insights I've gained with each of you. Together, we'll explore trauma-informed performance and optimization, business, and self-expression. So in a world where everything touches everything, I encourage you to listen selfishly and with your own circumstance in mind. As I promise, if you found yourself here, there's a piece of wisdom wanting to land in your world.
Hello, beautiful people. I am back. 2023. Yay. I've been holding off on jumping back in for this first episode of this new year, partly from a place of waiting until I had the right thing to say. There's been a lot of integration going on, and I wanted to ensure that, you know, when I got back in the game, that it was something worth saying. You know, it wasn't words for the sake of words, but rather words with intention, with purpose, and that I felt really called to share. And this feels really perfect because, you know, I'm in the process at the moment of launching a new program called Inner King, shameless plug, focused around, you know, women really calling forth like this sense of kingship, calling forth this inner masculine archetype that embodies structure and discipline and commitment and purpose and intentionality. Because when we integrate that with all of the beauty and magnetism and radiance and flow and ease of the feminine, we move mountains. And I witness so many women and men, and I'm speaking more specifically to women here, who for whatever reason have struggled or created stories or beliefs or, you know, haven't witnessed the healthy integration of the two energies. And so, you know, they don't display the two energies or they don't express the two energies. And it's sad. It's sad to not see this healthy integration of the two, because when the two come together, they are so wildly powerful. And honestly, the sky is the limit. So that's what I want to speak to in a roundabout way today. This is really timely. So for those of you who maybe don't follow me on social media, you may not have seen this, but I recently, 2 days ago now, was awarded my blue belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Yay! It was a big goal of mine it was a goal for 2022, but I didn't quite get there. So 2023 it is. And, you know, and first of all, I'm going to hit a little disclaimer here because I know I have a lot of martial artists that listen to this podcast. And it kind of makes me laugh that I still feel the need to disclaimer this, but it is what it is. You know, I'm a blue belt. I don't claim to be an expert in martial arts. I don't claim to be an expert. You know, I'm speaking to this from a very limited context, in the sense of, really, in the scheme of things, I know nothing about martial arts and I'm no fool to that. What I do know, though, is human behavior, and I know patterns. I know what has individuals hold themselves back and quote-unquote self-sabotage or self-protect. And I know what has individuals excel and perform well and with longevity. So there's this kind of theme that runs in the martial arts world, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, that speaks to how, you know, you go from being a white belt and a fourth stripe white belt, and it's like being the big fish in the small pond of white belts, right? You're the top of the food chain, at least in terms of white belts. And then you get your blue belt and it's like suddenly you're the small fish in the big pond and you're at the bottom of the ladder again and you've got to build your way up. And there's kind of like, it's like changing gears. And, you know, people speak about this a lot. There's the references to, you know, blue belt blues. And, you know, a lot of people, like, it is common for people to drop out after getting their blue belt. And I'm in this experience right now of noticing how the moment I got awarded that blue belt, it was like instant. instant a shift of gears. You know, training partners started going a bit harder with me, and it was like, oh, okay, like this is a martial art. Like we're here to fight. And I'd be lying if I said that it hasn't stretched me in moments where there haven't been moments of like, oh, fuck, okay, new level here, new level, new devil. And I've been witnessing the stories come up in my head and the patterns come up in my thought process and my behaviors and so on and so forth. And for those of you who aren't aware, one of the reasons why I love martial arts, but more specifically Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, is that I find whenever I feel stuck or stagnant or sticky in any area of life, often I can kind of use what plays out on the mats, use what plays out in the training room as a reference point to help me understand what's keeping me stuck in other facets of life. And so a lot of the time, you know, I'll go into training and kind of like, and I'll be from operating from this really intentional space of like, what can I learn here? What can I observe and witness and bring to awareness in myself to allow me to break a pattern or move beyond a glass ceiling in another facet of life? And so, you know, coming into getting back to my very first day of training as a blue belt, as a brand new, like fresh blue belt, and feeling this shift in gears, feeling the way, you know, there was, I guess, a new sense of pressure, both physically and mentally and emotionally. I caught myself in moments of going, oh shit, like maybe I didn't want my blue belt after all. Maybe I should have stayed white a bit longer to make this easier, you know? And then this other part of me that was like, no, like I'm fucking here for this, you know, like this is dope. I'm the little fish in the big pond now, you know, there's so much room to grow into. There's so much space. There's a spaciousness. And yes, I have to be mindful of mat sharks and so on. And there's so much space. There's so much room. There's so much capacity. And this is what plays out in business often. This is what plays out in relationships, right? Like we hit a new level and it's what we've wanted. And there's often this small part of us that pops up and goes, oh, fuck, maybe I didn't want this, and wants to shrink back to comfort, wants to shrink back to what was, what's familiar, what's known, what's certain, what's easy. And then there's this other part of us, and hopefully it's a stronger part of us, and no shame if it's not, right? This is all feedback. There is no meaning. It's whatever we make it mean. There's this part of us that's like, no, I'm here for this. And it's an enjoyable process. It's painful and it's grindy and it takes grit and it takes certainty and commitment and discipline. And let me throw a whole bunch of buzzwords at you. And it kind of feels good, right? Like there is pleasure to be found in the pain. Yeah. And so I've witnessed this pattern play out with myself. And this is so beautiful because it's running parallel to this launch of my new program, Inner King, and the women that I will be working with within that container. There's these two patterns playing out parallel here. And that is, coming back to my blue belt reference point, this story coming up in me of basically needing to do more in order to grow into the person who can hold this new level of pressure, this new level of requirement, this new level of discomfort, you know, in order to make it comfortable. It's like, oh, okay, well, I'll just train more and I'll push harder and so on and so forth, right? And that's such a common pattern with the women that I work with within Inner King. It's like there's this kind of story that if I want to become the person that I want to become, commitment means doing more. And whenever we stretch ourselves, it feels stretchy. It's painful. It brings shit to the surface. It has us question ourselves. It has us have to hone our focus in and pay so much conscious attention to what we're stretching ourselves within, because competence requires conscious incompetence. Competence, to become competent at something, we have to be conscious of where we are incompetent, right? We fall into these stories of thinking, do more, do more, do more, to become more competent. I'm aware of this incompetence. To become more competent, I have to do more. And then this other part of me has stepped in and gone, well, hang on. Like, I train a lot. And at white belt level, what I was experiencing was that my body had come to a point it was conditioned to be able to manage that. I was conditioned to be able to train 5, 6, sometimes 7 days a week, sometimes double sessions, and to be able to hold that. You know, like, yes, I had minor niggling injuries that I think all martial artists or all combat sports participants navigate. But all in all, like, I felt I was recovering well. All of my statistics were in the green, and like I'd felt good. And to try and maintain that quantity of time spent and committed at a new level, at a new like threshold and at a new speed and a new pace, not available to me. Yes, probably available to me, and at the expense of other facets of my life, other aspects of my life, potentially at the expense of my health and well-being. Yeah. And so I speak to this because I want you to consider that maybe, despite what we've been told, despite what society encourages of us, the key during a stretch is not to do more. It's not to like go harder. It's not to grind. It's not to like, you know, put our head down and push. It's actually to do less, right? Perhaps this first phase of my blue belt looks like dropping my training back to 4 days a week or 3 days a week, you know, and being really fucking present and intentional and like fully there for those, you know, 3 or 4 training sessions a week so that it becomes about quality and not quantity. For my business clients, for the women that I work with in Warrior Woman Collective, they know that, you know, I speak a lot about operating in clear, distinct phases. And particularly when I'm in a business launch, yeah? When I set my dates for my business launch, and for those 10 days or 7 days or whatever that I'm launching, like that is my only focus. I drop my training right back. I turn away anything that is not directly nourishing to the launch. I do less in order to do more. I go slower in order to get more done. There's a saying, I use it often, I butcher it regularly. Let's see if I can land it. Slow is smooth and smooth is fast. Yay, nailed it. Slow is smooth and smooth is fast, right? So committing to less, getting ultra honed in and intentional about what it is that we desire, this is inner kingship. Being purposeful in our actions, being intentional and structured and systemized in our actions. This is about consistency, and not the like consistency that, you know, I think often we kind of hear pushed in the entrepreneurial space. This is consistency over a broader timeline. I think all too often, and I'll be the first to put my hand up and say this was me for a very long time, I'm consistently inconsistent. Like that is true for me. I'm consistently inconsistent. And if you were to zero in on a week of my life or a 6 months of my life, I'm very inconsistent. I'm a very inconsistent person. I love variety. Variety and freedom are deep values of mine. They're deep driving forces of mine. And I love change. I'm very change driven. However, if you zoom out and take a look at my behavior over a, you know, 2 year period or a 12 year period, I've got staying power. You know, that's one of my biggest strengths is my staying power. And it's because I choose to be inconsistent that I can play the game of consistency over the long haul. We live in a fast paced society where it's built on instant gratification. It's built on wanting everything immediately. It's built on urgency, which, by the way, is a stress response. It's a survival mechanism. Urgency is, things are only urgent when we're on a time frame, when we're limited, right? When we're coming from scarcity. Things are urgent when we're not going to be around for long. Like, I need it now. When you're operating from abundance, you've got all the time in the world. You can sit back on your throne and take a deep breath and let it come to you. Yeah? And so To operate from the long game is power. To operate with the long game in mind is to sit back and let your presence alone do the talking. It's to relax. It's to take your seat on your throne and let it come to you. It's ease. It's spaciousness. Less is more. Consistency and commitment over the long haul is what this is about. When we think of the energy of a king or queen or whatever kind of archetype, whatever gender biased archetype you want to lean towards, when we think of the king or the queen versus, say, the knight or the warrioress, there's this like grounded, embodied presence to a king or a queen that the warrior, warrioress, knight, knightess, I don't know the correct term here, does not possess. There's a sense of, and it's beautiful in its own right, there's this sense of flightiness in the adventurer. There's a lack of presence in the adventurer. A king or a queen has nowhere to be because they're already there. There's a slowness, a stillness, a regality to a king or a queen. So these are all topics that I dive really deeply into in Inner King, because what I witness is so many incredible women with giant visions and with the capacity to make it happen. And they're just, for one reason or another, be it a survival mechanism, be it a trauma response, be it conditioning, be it a lack of awareness, be it a blind spot, they're tripping themselves over and self-sabotaging and self-protecting the thing that they desire the most, the thing that is on their heart to bring forward into the world, because this final piece of the puzzle, this inner kingship, is not integrated. So this is about knowing yourself. A king or a queen knows exactly who they are. You cannot lead if you don't first know yourself. It is a king or a queen's job to lead their people. And that takes knowing. It takes certainty. That takes groundedness and presence and the ability to oversee, to see the finer nuances and subtleties that are at play behind the scenes. So for the women who may be listening to this and may feel a call towards Inner King, my invitation is to get in contact with me. You know, this program is for the women who are looking to create a deeper sense of self, and with that, have that ripple out into who they know themselves as, into how they show up in the world, in relationship, in finance, in business, in their family structures, in all facets of their world. This shift in who we be has a ripple effect into all other areas of life. Everything touches everything. If you are suppressed in one area of life, you are suppressed in all areas of life. And if you choose a new expression in one area, then it ripples out into everything that you touch. And from there, everything you touch turns to gold. So reach out or shoot me an email, brianna@briannaboley.com. All the links are in the show notes, and we will chat soon, beautiful people. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Live Free Experience podcast. Now, I'm a real person back here, so every mention, every share, every bit of feedback is deeply valued, and I love nothing more than hearing what golden nuggets are landing for you. So if something did land for you, or there's someone in your world who needs to hear this, please share it with them and share it to your social media. Tag me in it so that I'm aware of it and I can share it to my story. As I said, every little bit counts. Every little bit helps get this message out there. And I want to close off today's conversation. Ladies, this one's for you. I have a free ebook and audio training called Fierce and Free. And this is for the woman who is looking to really step things up a level in her world, looking to overcome people-pleasing tendencies, build greater boundaries, and just be more discerning in where their energy is going. So you can get access to that one free at www.fiercefreewoman.com. And I will speak to you all soon.